There should be no question that we have got a responsibility. There should be no question that Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi was just waiting for the right moment to make this a global movement of the people, but otherwise had started a lot earlier than that. Amir al-Mu'mineen has said, كُلِّ الظَّالِمِ خَصْمًا وَلِلْمَظْلُومِ عَوْنًا. You should be the enemy of anyone who oppresses, and you should side with whoever is oppressed. If we want to be technical here, and Imam Khomeini is very technical, as he is one of the top mujtahideen that we have had throughout history, that statement is mutlaq, they say. It is unconditional. It does not say, كُن لِلظَّالِمِ خَصْمًا إِن كَانَ الْمَظْلُومُ شِيعِيًّا. It doesn't say, be the enemy of the oppressor if that oppressor is oppressing a Shia. It doesn't even have, إِن كَانَ مُسْلِمًا. When he sent Malik al-Ashtar to Egypt, which had many non-Muslims still, and still today has non-Muslims, you can see. The Imam told him, they're either your brothers in faith, and he didn't distinguish between Muslims in that way. They're either your brothers in faith. He's not told, when you go there, these guys, by the way, are not Shia, so treat them differently. No, he says, they're either a brother in faith to you, or they're a brother in humanity. If they require your help, and if you're going there as a governor, they do need your help. You have got to provide for them. And you saw the amount of oppression that you see in the occupied lands, brothers and sisters, since before 1948, that day of Nakba, that the Zionist entity was established illegitimately. Even before then, the killings, the assassination, the forced movements, moving out of their homes, and their cities and their villages had begun. In the prisons of the Zionist regime, God knows what happens. Some of these people who've lived through it, some of the ones who have lived through it, explaining how they were treated. It's difficult to imagine, brothers and sisters. Sometimes we're living our comfortable lives and we don't realize how difficult the circumstances that people are in. And it's not really appropriate. We've got to try to, when we hear that, it should really shake us. I don't know if it really shook us when we saw those images, we heard the explanation. That statement of Amir al-Mu'mineen that says, if a believer hears jewels taken, anklets taken from the foot of a Jewish woman, if they die out of the sadness and sorrow, I would not blame them. It's worthy. That means that that's how you should feel when you hear that form of oppression. That's not even killing. That's not even torture. That's not even killing a man's son right before his eyes. It's not even killing his daughter, his wife, or a mother standing there and her child getting killed right before her eyes. When we hear that, wherever it is in the world, it should be something that hurts us.